Lake Babeen Nation and the federal government have signed a funding agreement totaling $50 million. On Wednesday, Chief Murphy Abraham, along with other Lake Babeen Nation representatives, and Gary Anandasangari, Minister of Crown Indigenous Relations, signed a funding agreement that will directly support priorities identified by the Wittat and Taché communities. This funding will support Lake Babeen to build its public sector and governance capacity on its journey toward self-governance and provide support for the nation's community infrastructure priorities. The feeling, it's like no other. This is the first time in history. The Minister Anandasangari made a personal visit to Lake Babeen, said Lake Babeen Nation Chief Murphy Abraham. This funding builds upon an agreement signed on September 18, 2020, between Lake Babeen Nation, Canada, and British Columbia. It's called the Foundation Agreement and is a tripartite framework agreement that lays out a pathway to incrementally and collaboratively implement Lake Babeen Nation's constitutional rights over a 20-year period through capacity building, shared initiatives, and further negotiations. The first phase of implementation involves the transfer of 20,000 hectares of provincial crown land, forestry tenures, and approximately $43 million in funding contributions. Part of the funding will be used to support the building indoor cultural centers in the remote communities of Wittat and Taché. This definitely brings a sigh of relief for the cultural centers and for Wittat and Taché now that we know the funds are in place, to continue with the construction, and to continue with the opening up of those cultural centers in 2 years, said Abraham. The capacity funding that is needed to build our government and the funding that's needed to move the foundation agreement forward is a blessing as well. This funding will also help Lake Babeen Nation to support governance capacity by hiring specialized employees to build land capacity, manage spending, identify priority program improvements, develop a restorative justice strategy for the nation and oversee the nation's strategic initiatives, the main one being the implementation of the foundation agreement. We have more needs that Canada would need to address. We're hopeful that you know, that the Minister Anandasangari will be our champion there in Ottawa to advocate on our behalf, said Abraham. I think it's important to note that relationship building is, should be a priority here with First Nations and the provincial and federal governments and also the companies and industries out there because it's important to sit down and to learn each other's past and history, he said. It's important to know how each other are structured and the processes that are followed so once we have all of that in line, then I believe the future looks brighter from here forward. The announcement follows several months of negotiations involving Canada and Lake Babeen Nation, including a recent meeting on October 24, 2023, between Minister Anandasangari, Chief Abraham, and other Lake Babeen Nation representatives. The federal government is in a process of undoing the legacy of colonial policies and moving towards true nation-to-nation relationships based on good faith, said Minister Anandasangari. Supporting Lake Babeen Nation's priorities for governance and community is a foundational step to renewing and strengthening our partnership as we move forward. In their community today, I heard firsthand the impacts this funding will have on people. More to do.